All Blacks. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. The All Blacks are New Zealand's national rugby union team. Rugby union is New Zealand's national sport, with the All Blacks a formidable power in international rugby, achieving a winning record against all nations. The All Blacks compete annually with the Australian rugby team, the Wallabies, and the South African rugby team, the Springboks, in the Tri Nations series, in which they also contest the Bledisloe Cup with Australia. The All Blacks have been Tri Nations champions 7 times in the tournament's 11-year history, and twice completed a Grand Slam in 1978 and in 2005, and currently hold the Bledisloe Cup. They are the top-ranked team in the world, and the 2006 International Rugby Board, IRB, Team of the Year. 12 former All Blacks have been inducted into the International Rugby Hall of Fame. The team first competed internationally in 1893 against New South Wales and played their first test match in 1903, a victory against Australia. This was soon followed by a tour of the Northern Hemisphere in 1905, during which the team's only loss was to Wales in Cardiff. The All Blacks completed their first series win over arch-rivals South Africa, the Springboks, in New Zealand in 1956. A decade later, they achieved their longest winning streak by winning 17 tests between 1965 and 1970. The British and Irish Lions achieved their only series victory over the All Blacks in 1971, but 7 years later, the All Blacks completed their first Grand Slam, wins over England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales on the same tour. The 1981 Springbok tour to New Zealand caused large-scale civil unrest due to protests over South Africa's apartheid policy. In 1987, New Zealand hosted and won the inaugural Rugby World Cup. New Zealand toured post-apartheid South Africa in 1996 and achieved their first series win on South African soil. Early New Zealand national rugby uniforms consisted of a black jersey with a silver fern and white knickerbockers. By their 1905 tour, the All Blacks were wearing all black, except for the silver fern, and their All Black name dates from this time. The All Blacks traditionally perform a haka, Maori posture dance, before each match. Traditionally, the haka performed is Te Ruparaha Kamate, though since 2005, Kapa o Pango, a modified version of the 1924 All Blacks haka, Kia Whaka Ngāwari, has occasionally been performed. Section 1. History. Introduction of rugby to New Zealand. Rugby football was introduced to New Zealand by Charles Munro in the late 1860s. Munro discovered the sport while completing his studies at Christ's College, Finchley, England. The first game in New Zealand took place in May 1870 in Nelson between the Nelson Club and Nelson College. The first union, Canterbury, was formed in 1879. In 1882, New Zealand's first internationals were played when the Southern Rugby Union, later the New South Wales Rugby Union, toured the country. The tourists played Auckland provincial clubs twice, Wellington twice, and once each against Canterbury, Otago, and West Coast North Island, winning 4 games and losing 3. 2 years later, the first New Zealand team to go overseas toured New South Wales. New Zealand played and won 8 games. The first tour by a British team took place in 1888, when a British Isles team toured Australia and New Zealand, although no test matches were played. The players were drawn mainly from England and the Scottish borders, although there were representatives from all 4 home unions. International competition begins. The year 1892 saw the formation of the New Zealand Rugby Football Union, NZRFU, representing 7 unions, not including Canterbury, Otago and Southland. The first sanctioned New Zealand side toured New South Wales in 1894, and the following year New Zealand played its first home international game, losing 8-6 to New South Wales. The team's first true international match was against Australia on the 15th of August 1903 at the Sydney Cricket Ground, resulting in a 22-3 win. A representative New Zealand team first toured Britain in 1905, since referred to as the Originals. Reference to the team by the name All Blacks first appeared during this tour when, according to team member Billy Wallace, a London newspaper reported that the New Zealanders played as if they were all backs. Wallace claimed that due to a typographical error, subsequent references were to All Blacks. This is likely myth, however, as the name also describes their playing uniform of black shirts, shorts and socks. The Originals' only loss on tour was 3-0 to Wales at Cardiff. The match has entered into the folklore of both countries because of controversy over whether All Black Bob Deans scored a disallowed try, which would have earned the team a 3-3 draw. A team representing the British Isles, known as the Anglo-Welsh, since they consisted only of English and Welsh players, undertook a return tour to New Zealand in 1908 and were defeated in the Test Series 2-0 by the All Blacks. Development of a legacy. New Zealand's rivalry with South Africa began in 1921 when the Springboks, as the South African team is known, toured New Zealand for a Test Series that finished all square. The All Blacks went on to later tour South Africa for the first time in 1928. This series also ended in a draw. The 1924 All Black tourists to the United Kingdom were eventually dubbed the Invincibles because they had won every game. However, the team were deprived of the chance to complete a Grand Slam when Scotland refused to play them because of an argument over expenses. The first truly representative British Isles, now known as British and Irish Lions, side, toured New Zealand in 1930. Although the Lions won the first test, the home side regrouped and went on to win the series 3-1. New Zealand toured the UK again in 1935-36, losing only 3 games, including 2 tests, during a 30-match tour. In one of these losses, Prince Obolensky famously scored 2 tries to help England to a 13-0 win, their first over the All Blacks. In 1937, South Africa won a series against the All Blacks when they toured New Zealand, and this 1937 South African team has subsequently been described as the best team ever to leave New Zealand. It wasn't until 1949, after the end of the Second World War, that the All Blacks next played the Springboks, when they visited South Africa, with Fred Allen as captain. The tour witnessed an infamous All Blacks record, the loss of 2 test matches on the same day. This was made possible because Australia were touring New Zealand at the same time. On the afternoon of 3rd of September, New Zealand time, the All Black team, captained by J.B. Johnny Smith, was beaten 11-6 by Australia in Wellington. That same afternoon in South Africa, South Africa time, the All Blacks, captained by Ron Elvidge, Allen was injured, lost 9-3 to the Springboks in Durban. The All Blacks in New Zealand also lost their second test, 16-9, which gave Australia the Bledisloe Cup for the first time. Although each test was very close, the All Blacks lost the series 4-0. The 2 series losses to South Africa made their 1956 tour of New Zealand highly anticipated. The All Blacks were captained by Bob Duff and coached by Bob Stewart, and their 3-1 series win was their first ever over the Springboks, as well as being the Springboks' first ever series loss against any opponent. During the series, the All Blacks had introduced Don Clark and Kevin Skinner in the last 2 tests to help secure the win. Skinner was introduced to sort out the South African props, whilst Don Clark would subsequently become known as the Boot for his goal-kicking. The All Blacks' 3-1 series win over the Lions in 1959 proved to be the start of a dominant period in All Blacks rugby. This was followed by the 1963-64 tour to the UK, led by Wilson Winray, in which the All Blacks came very close to achieving a Grand Slam, but were deprived by a scoreless draw with Scotland. The only loss on this tour was to Newport RFC, who defeated the All Blacks 3-0 at Rodney Parade, Newport, on the 30th of October 1963. Later, the 1967 side won 3 tests, but was unable to play Ireland because of a foot-and-mouth scare. This tour formed part of the All Blacks' longest ever winning streak between 1965 and 1970, during which they recorded 17 test victories. Although the 1966 Lions were defeated 0-4 in their New Zealand tour, there was a reversal of fortune 5 years later when the 1971 Lions, under the captaincy of Welshman John Dawes, beat the All Blacks in a test series, which remains the Lions' only series victory in New Zealand to date. The 1972-73 tourists narrowly missed a Grand Slam with a draw against Ireland. The tour was also notable for the sending home of prop Keith Murdoch, who was alleged to have been involved in a brawl in a Cardiff hotel while celebrating the defeat of Wales. In 1978, Graham Murray captained the All Blacks to their first Grand Slam, which was completed with a 13-12 victory over Wales. That game generated great controversy after the All Blacks won as a result of a late penalty. Lock Andy Hayden had dived out of a line-out in an attempt to earn a penalty. However, the penalty awarded by referee Roger Quittington was actually against Welsh lock Jeff Wheel for jumping off the shoulder of Frank Oliver. The All Blacks' only loss on the tour was the famous 12-0 defeat by Irish province Munster at Tomond Park, made famous by the John Breen play Alone It Stands. Controversial tours. The 1976 All Blacks tour of South Africa generated much controversy and led to the boycott of the 1976 Summer Olympics in Montreal by 33 African nations. The All Blacks again failed to win the Test Series in South Africa. They would not do so until 1996, after the fall of apartheid. The 1976 tour contributed to the Glen Eagles Agreement being adopted by the Commonwealth Heads of State in 1977. The 1981 South African tour to New Zealand sparked protests against South Africa's apartheid policy, the likes of which had not been seen in New Zealand since the 1951 waterfront dispute. The NZRU had invited the Springboks to tour, as the Muldoon government refused to involve politics in sport. Although the All Blacks won the Test Series, two of the tour's provincial games were cancelled, and the whole tour was marred by violence and protest. During the tour, the country experienced unrest, and the tour had a significant impact on New Zealand society. The 1985 All Blacks tour to South Africa was cancelled after legal action argued it would breach the NZRU's constitution. In 1986, a rebel tour to South Africa took place, which had not been authorised by the NZRU, and the team, named the Cavaliers, featured many All Blacks of the time. Those that participated in the tour received a ban from the NZRU when they returned to New Zealand. Early World Cups. The inaugural World Cup in 1987 was co-hosted and won by New Zealand, who beat France 29-9 in the final at Eden Park, Auckland. New Zealand conceded only 52 points and scored 43 tries in six games en route to the title, having swept aside the challenges of Italy, Fiji, Argentina, Scotland, Wales and France. By the 1991 World Cup, the All Blacks were an ageing side, co-coached by Alex Wiley and John Hart. They struggled during pool matches against the United States and Italy, but won their quarter-final against Canada. They were then knocked out by eventual winners Australia, 16-6, in their semi-final at Lansdowne Road. In the wake of the tournament, there were many retirements, including coach Wiley, who had enjoyed an 86% win rate during 29 tests in charge. Laurie Mains replaced Wiley in 1992 and was given the job of preparing the side for the 1995 event in South Africa. The All Blacks were again favourites to take the championship. Their favouritism was confirmed when a young Jonah Lomu scored four tries against England in the All Blacks' 45-29 semi-final win. However, the New Zealand team suffered an outbreak of food poisoning before the final. Despite this, they took hosts South Africa to extra time before losing to Joel Stransky's drop goal. Professional era. The professional era in rugby union began in 1995, marked by the creation of the Sansar Group, a combination of South Africa, New Zealand and Australia, which was formed with the purpose of selling TV rights for two new competitions, the domestic Super 12 competition and the Tri Nations. The first Tri Nations was contested in 1996, with the All Blacks winning all four of their tests to take the trophy. The 1996 Tri Nations match in South Africa, between the All Blacks and Springboks, was also the first in a historic series. Under new coach John Hart and the captaincy of Sean Fitzpatrick, the All Blacks won a test series in South Africa for the first time. Fitzpatrick even rated the series win higher than the 1987 World Cup victory in which he had participated. The next two seasons saw mixed results for the All Blacks, who won the 1997 Tri Nations before losing it for the first time in 1998. The All Blacks won all their Tri Nations tests in 1997. However, in 1998, the All Blacks lost all four of their tests, the first time they had lost four in succession since 1949. The following year, they suffered their worst ever test loss, a 28-7 loss to Australia in Sydney. The All Blacks rebounded in the 1999 World Cup and dominated their pool, handing England a 30-16 defeat at Twickenham. They advanced past Scotland 30-18 in the quarter-finals to play France at Twickenham. The All Blacks finished the first half ahead, 17-10. France then produced a famous half of rugby, to which the All Blacks had no answer, eventually winning 43-31. Hart subsequently resigned as coach and was replaced by co-coaches Wayne Smith and Tony Gilbert. Under Smith and Gilbert, the All Blacks came second in the 2000 and 2001 Tri Nations. Both coaches were replaced by John Mitchell on the 3rd of October 2001, who went on to coach the All Blacks to victory in both the 2002 and 2003 Tri Nations, as well as regaining the Bledisloe Cup, which had been held by Australia since 1998, in 2003. After winning the 2003 Tri Nations, they entered the 2003 World Cup as one of the favourites and dominated their pool, running up wins against Italy, Canada and Tonga before winning one of the most competitive matches of the tournament against Wales. They defeated South Africa, a team they had never beaten at the World Cup, 29-9, but lost again to Australia, 22-10, in the semi-final in Sydney. Afterwards, Mitchell was fired by the NZRU and replaced by Graham Henry. Henry's tenure began with a double victory over reigning world champions England in 2004. The two games had an aggregate score of 72-15, with the All Blacks keeping England trialless. Despite the winning start to Henry's tenure, the Tri Nations was a mixed success, with two wins and two losses. The competition was the closest ever, bonus points decided the outcome, and the All Blacks finished last. The 2004 season finished on a high, however, with the All Blacks winning in Europe, including a record 45-6 victory over France. In 2005, the All Blacks whitewashed the touring British and Irish Lions 3-0 in the Test Series, won the Tri Nations, and achieved a second Grand Slam over the home nations. They went on to sweep the major International Rugby Board year-end awards, in which the All Blacks were named Team of the Year, Henry was named Coach of the Year, and Fly Half, First Five, Daniel Carter, was Player of the Year. The All Blacks were nominated for the Laureus World Sports Award for Team of the Year in 2006 for their 2005 performance. In 2006, they again took the Tri Nations series by winning their first five matches, three against Australia and two against South Africa. However, they lost their final match of the series against South Africa. They completed their end-of-year tour unbeaten, with record away wins over France, England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales, completing a second Grand Slam. The All Blacks were named 2006 IRB Team of the Year and were nominated for the Laureus World Sports Award for the second time, while flanker Richie McCaw was named IRB Player of the Year. The 2007 season started off with two mid-year tests against France. The All Blacks won the tests, 42-11 at Eden Park and 61-10 at Westpac Stadium. A third game between Canada and the All Blacks resulted in a 64-13 scoreline, although the game was more competitive than the scoreline portrayed. The All Blacks' first Tri Nations game of 2007 was against the Springboks in Durban, South Africa. The All Blacks scored two tries in the final 10 minutes of the game to win 26-21. The following week, against the Wallabies at the MCG in Melbourne, the Wallabies upset the All Blacks to win 20-15, the All Blacks' first loss to Australia since 2004. The All Blacks won both following home games to successfully defend the Tri Nations series for 2007. Section 2. Jersey. The current All Black jersey is entirely black, with the Adidas logo and the NZRU silver fern on the front. The 1884 New Zealand tour to Australia was the first overseas New Zealand rugby tour and featured clothing far different from today's jersey. Back then, the team donned a dark blue jersey with gold fern on the left of the jumper. In 1893, the NZRU stipulated at its annual general meeting that the uniform would be black jersey with a silver fern and white knickerbockers. However, historic photographs suggest white shorts may have been used instead during these early years. Sometime between 1897 and 1901, there was a change. By 1901, the team met New South Wales in a black jersey, a canvas top with no collar, and a silver fern. The All Blacks jersey is today considered the most recognisable rugby jersey. Recently, it has become traditional for the All Blacks to wear an embroidered poppy on their jersey sleeve when playing France during the end-of-year tours. The poppy honours the soldiers who died in the battlefields of Europe. Captain Richie McCaw said, "We want to honour the overseas service of New Zealanders. It is an important part of our history as a country and a team." Adidas currently pays the NZRFU $200 million over 9 years, expecting the All Blacks to win around 75% of their matches. Nike also looked at sponsoring the All Blacks in 1996, but went with Tiger Woods instead. Section 3. Haka. See also the main article entitled Haka of the All Blacks. The All Blacks perform a haka, Maori dance, before each international match. The haka has been closely associated with New Zealand ever since a tour of New South Wales in 1884. The New Zealand native team of Britain used Ake Ake Kia Kaha, and the 1903 team in Australia used a mocking haka, Tupatu Koe Kangaroo. The 1905 All Blacks began the tradition of using kamate, and by 1914 this was firmly established as part of New Zealand rugby. The 1924 All Blacks used a specially composed haka, Kia Whaka Ngāwari, but later All Blacks reverted back to kamate. In August 2005, before the Tri Nations Test match between New Zealand and South Africa at Carisbrook Stadium in Dunedin, New Zealand, the All Blacks performed a different haka, Kapa o Pongo. Kapa o Pongo was a haka specially composed by Derek Lardelli and designed to reflect the multicultural makeup of contemporary New Zealand, in particular the influence of Polynesian cultures. Kapa o Pongo was to be performed on special occasions and was not intended to replace kamate. Kapa o Pongo concludes with a throat-slitting action that was a source of controversy and led to accusations that Kapa o Pongo encourages violence and sent the wrong message to All Blacks fans. However, according to Kapa o Pongo, composer Derek Lardelli, the gesture represented drawing vital energy into the heart and lungs. In November 2006, at the Millennium Stadium, Cardiff, the All Blacks performed the haka in the dressing rooms prior to the match, instead of immediately before kick-off. The Welsh Rugby Union wanted Wales to sing their national anthem after the All Blacks had performed the haka. The All Blacks disagreed with this request, and hence performed the haka in their dressing room instead. Section 4. Record. Tri Nations. The All Blacks' only annual tournament is the Tri Nations, played against Australia and South Africa. The All Blacks' record of 8 tournament wins, the most recent in 2007, and 35 match wins, is well ahead of the other teams' records. The Bledisloe Cup is also contested between New Zealand and Australia as part of the Tri Nations. The record as of the 8th of July 2007 is as follows. New Zealand, games played, 48, games won, 33, games drawn, none, games lost, 15, points for, 1,305, points against, 965, difference, plus 340, bonus points, 23, table points, 155, championships, 7. Australia. Games played, 49. Games won, 20. Games drawn, 1. Games lost, 28. Points for, 1,043. Points against, 1,114. Difference, minus 81. Bonus points, 25. Table points, 107. Championships, 2. South Africa. Games played, 49. Games won, 19. Games drawn, 1. Games lost, 29. Points for, 1,000. Points against, 1,259. Bonus points, 17. Table points, 95. Championships, 2. World Cup. See also the main article entitled All Blacks at the Rugby World Cup. The All Blacks have won the World Cup once, in the 1987 inaugural competition held in New Zealand and Australia. In 1991, they lost their semi-final to Australia before winning the playoff for third. In 1995, they improved by reaching the final before losing in extra time to host South Africa. However, controversy surrounds the final, with many suspecting the All Blacks were poisoned. Their worst World Cup was their fourth place in 1999 after losing their semi-final and then the third place playoff game. In 2003, the All Blacks were knocked out by hosts Australia in their semi-final before finishing third. Despite only one World Cup title, they are the only team to have reached the semi-finals in every tournament. The All Blacks hold several World Cup records. Most points in one match, 145 versus Japan in 1995. Most cumulative points over all World Cups, 1,384. Most tries overall, 184. And most conversions, 137. Several individual players also hold World Cup records. Jonah Lomu for most World Cup tries, 15 over two World Cups. Most appearances held by Sean Fitzpatrick, 17 from 1987 to 1995. Mark Ellis with most tries in a match, 6 versus Japan in 1995. And Grant Fox with most points in one tournament, 126 in 1987. Overall, the All Blacks have a positive win record against every nation they have played. They have won 314 of the 424 matches played, a win percentage of 74.06%. By this measure, the All Blacks are the most successful international rugby union team in history. When world rankings were introduced by the IRB in October 2003, the All Blacks were ranked second. In November 2003, they briefly occupied first, and then third, before moving back into second by December that year. Since June 2004, the All Blacks have been ranked number one in the world. Their test match record against all nations, listed in order of total matches, as of the 21st of July 2007, is as follows. Australia. Played 128. Won 85. Lost 38. Drawn 5. Win percentage 66.4%. South Africa. Played 72. Won 40. Lost 29. Drawn 3. Win percentage 55.55%. France. Played 45. Won 34. Lost 10. Drawn 1. Win percentage 75.46%. British and Irish Lions. Played 34. Won 26. Lost 6. Drawn 2. Win percentage 76.47%. England. Played 29. Won 22. Lost 6. Drawn 1. Win percentage 75.86%. Scotland. Played 25. Won 23. Lost none. Drawn 2. Win percentage 92%. Wales. Played 23. Won 20. Lost 3. Drawn none. Win percentage 86.96%. Ireland. Played 20. Won 19. Lost none. Drawn 1. Win percentage 95%. Argentina. Played 13. Won 12. Lost none. Drawn 1. Win percentage 92.31%. Italy. Played 8. Won 8. Lost none. Drawn none. Win percentage 100%. Samoa. Played 4. Won 4. Lost none. Drawn none. Win percentage 100%. Fiji. Played 4. Won 4. Lost none. Drawn none. Win percentage 100%. Canada. Played 4. Won 4. Lost none. Drawn none. Win percentage 100%. Tonga. Played 3. Won 3. Lost none. Drawn none. Win percentage 100%. Anglo-Welsh. Played 3. Won 2. Lost none. Drawn 1. Win percentage 66.67%. World 15. Played 3. Won 2. Lost 1. Drawn none. Win percentage 66.67%. USA. Played 2. Won 2. Lost none. Drawn none. Win percentage 100%. Great Britain. Played 1. Won 1. Lost none. Drawn none. Win percentage 100%. Japan. Played 1. Won 1. Lost none. Drawn none. Win percentage 100%. Pacific Islanders. Played 1. Won 1. Lost none. Drawn, none. Win percentage, 100%. Romania. Played, 1. 1, 1. Lost, none. Drawn, none. Win percentage, 100%. Total. Played, 424. Won, 314. Lost, 93. Drawn, 17. Win percentage, 74.06%. Section 5. Players. Current squad. The squad for the 2007 Rugby World Cup. Backs. Player, Daniel Carter. Position, 1st 5/8. Province, Canterbury. Nick Evans. 1st 5/8, fullback, Otago. Andrew Ellis, halfback, Canterbury. Doug Howlett, wing, Auckland. Byron Kelleher, halfback, Waikato. Brendan Leonard, halfback, Waikato. Leon McDonald, fullback, Canterbury. Luke McAllister, 2nd 5/8, 1st 5/8, North Harbour. Aaron Major, 2nd 5/8, Canterbury. Mills Muliaina, centre fullback, wing, Waikato. Conrad Smith, centre, Wellington. Joe Rokoboko, wing, Auckland. Sitiveni Sivivatu, wing, Waikato. Isaiah Toyava, centre, Auckland. Forwards. Jerry Collins, flanker, Wellington. Carl Heyman, prop, Otago. Andrew Hoare, hooker, Taranaki. Chris Jack, lock, Tasman. Sione Lauaki, flanker, number 8, Waikato. Chris Maso, flanker, Wellington. Richie McCaw, captain, flanker, Canterbury. Kevin Mialamu, hooker, Auckland. Anton Oliver, hooker, Otago. Keith Robinson, lock, Waikato. Rodney Soialo, number 8, Wellington. Reuben Thorne, flanker, Canterbury. Nehemiah Tialata, prop, Wellington. Ali Williams, lock, Auckland. Tony Woodcock, prop, North Harbour. There are only 29 players named, 15 forwards and 14 backs, and the last player left to be named is Canterbury's prop Greg Somerville, whose place has been left open for him to return from a serious Achilles injury. Andrew Ellis and Sione Lauaki did not participate in the 2007 Tri Nations. Notable players. See also the main article entitled List of All Blacks. 12 former All Blacks have been inducted into the International Rugby Hall of Fame. Fred Allen, Don Clark, Sean Fitzpatrick, Grant Fox, Dave Gallagher, Michael Jones, Ian Kirkpatrick, John Kirwan, Sir Brian Lahore, Colin Meads, George Nepia, and Wilson Winray. Dave Gallagher played in the All Blacks' first ever test match in 1903 and also captained the 1905 originals. Along with Billy Stead, Gallagher authored the famous rugby book The Complete Rugby Footballer. At the age of only 19, George Nepia played in all 30 matches on the Invincibles Tour of 1924-25. Nepia played 37 All Blacks games. His last was against the British Isles in 1930. Fred Allen captained all of his 21 matches for the All Blacks, including 6 tests, between 1946 and 1949. He eventually moved on to coaching the All Blacks between 1966 and 1968. The All Blacks won all 14 of their test matches with Allen as coach. 5 Hall of Fame inductees played during the 1960s. Don Clark was an All Black between 1956 and 1964, and during this period he broke the record at the time for All Black Test points. Clark famously scored 6 penalties in one match, a record at the time, to give the All Blacks an 18-17 victory over the British Isles. Sir Wilson Winray played 32 tests, captaining the All Blacks in 30 of them. He played prop and also number 8 between 1957 and 1965. The All Blacks lost only 4 of their 30 tests with Winray as captain. In Colin Mead's New Zealand Rugby Museum profile, he is described as New Zealand's equivalent of Australia's Sir Donald Bradman or the United States of America's Babe Ruth. Mead, nicknamed Pine Tree, played 133 games for the All Blacks, including 55 tests. In 1999, the New Zealand Rugby Monthly magazine named Mead the New Zealand Player of the Century. Ian Kirkpatrick played 39 tests, including 9 as captain, between 1967 and 1977. He scored 16 tries in his test career, a record at the time. The 1987 World Cup champions were coached by Sir Brian Lochore, who had represented the All Blacks in 25 tests between 1964 and 1971, including 17 as captain. Lochore was knighted in 1999 for his lifetime services to rugby. 4 of the 1987 World Cup squad that he had coached are also inductees in the Hall of Fame. John Kirwan played a total of 63 tests between 1984 and 1994, scoring 35 tries, an All Blacks record at the time. In the 1987 World Cup opener against Italy, Kirwan raced 90 metres to score one of the tries of the tournament. An All Black from 1984 to 1993, Grant Fox was one of the All Blacks' greatest points scorers, with 1,067 points, including 645 test points. Fox played 46 tests, including the 1987 World Cup final against France. Known as the Iceman, Michael Jones was one of the greatest open-side flankers of all time. Born in Auckland, New Zealand, Jones first played international rugby for Samoa, then for the All Blacks, playing 55 tests between 1987 and 1998. Due to his Christian faith, Jones never played rugby on Sundays, resulting in him not playing in the 1991 World Cup semi-final against Australia, and also in him not being picked for the 1995 World Cup squad. The most capped Test All Black is Sean Fitzpatrick, with 92 appearances. Fitzpatrick played in the 1987 World Cup after an injury to incumbent Andy Dalton, and was appointed All Blacks captain in 1992, continuing in the role until his retirement in 1997. He played a total of 346 first-class rugby matches, including 92 tests. Individual records. The record for most All Black test points is held by Andrew Mertens, with 967 points from 70 tests. The All Blacks' greatest test try scorer is Christian Cullen, with 46 tries from 58 tests. The world record for tries in a calendar year is held by Joe Rokovoko, with 17 tries in 2003. He also became the first All Black to score 10 tries in his first 5 tests. In test matches, the most capped All Black is Sean Fitzpatrick, with 92 appearances, a record 51 of which were as captain. The youngest All Black in a test match was Joe Nolomu, capped at age 19 years 45 days, whilst the oldest test player was Ned Hughes at 40 years 123 days. Section 6. Coaches. Due to the definition and role of All Blacks coach varying so much prior to the 1949 All Blacks tour of South Africa, the following only includes coaches appointed since. Name: Alex MacDonald. Years: 1949. Tests: 4. Won: none. Drawn: none. Lost: 4. Win percentage: 0%. Tom Morrison. 1950, 1955, and 1955-56. Tests: 12. Won: 8. Drawn: 1. Lost: 3. Win percentage: 66.7%. Len Claude. 1951. Tests: 3. Won: 3. Drawn: none. Lost: none. Win percentage: 100%. Arthur Marcelin. 1953-1954. Tests: 5. Won: 3. Drawn: none. Lost: 2. Win percentage 60%. Dick Everest, 1957. Tests 2. 1, 2. Drawn, none. Lost, none. Win percentage 100%. Jack Sullivan, 1958 to 1960. Tests 11. 1, 6. Drawn, 1. Lost, 4. Win percentage 54.5%. Neil MacPhail, 1961 to 1965. Tests 20. 1, 16. Drawn, 2. Lost, 2. Win percentage 80%. Ron Bush, 1962. Tests 2. 1, 2. Drawn, none. Lost, none. Win percentage 100%. Fred Allen, 1966 to 1968. Tests 14. 1, 14. Drawn, none. Lost, none. Win percentage 100%. Ivan Vodanovich, 1969 to 1971. Tests 10. 1, 4. Drawn, 1. Lost, 5. Win percentage 40%. Bob Duff, 1972 to 1973. Tests 8. 1, 6. Drawn, 1. Lost, 1. Win percentage 75%. John Stewart, 1974 to 1976. Tests 11. 1, 6. Drawn, 1. Lost, 4. Win percentage 54.5%. Jack Gleason, 1977 to 1978. Tests 13. 1, 10. Drawn, none. Lost, 3. Win percentage 76.9%. Eric Watson, 1979 to 1980. Tests 9. 1, 5. Drawn, none. Lost, 4. Win percentage 55.5%. Peter Burke, 1981 to 1982. Tests 11. 1, 9. Drawn, none. Lost, 2. Win percentage 81.8%. Bryce Rope, 1983 to 1984. Tests 12. 1, 9. Drawn, 1. Lost, 2. Win percentage 75%. Sir Brian Lockhart, 1985 to 1987. Tests 18. 1, 14. Drawn, 1. Lost, 3. Win percentage 77.7%. Alex Wiley, 1988 to 1991. Tests 29. 1, 25. Drawn, 1. Lost, 3. Win percentage 86.2%. Laurie Maines, 1992 to 1995. Tests 34. 1, 23. Drawn, 1. Lost, 10. Win percentage 67.6%. John Hart, 1996 to 1999. Tests 41. 1, 31. Drawn, 1. Lost, 9. Win percentage 75.6%. Wayne Smith, 2000 to 2001. Tests 17. 1, 12. Drawn, none. Lost, 5. Win percentage 70.5%. John Mitchell, 2002 to 2003. Tests 28. 1, 23. Drawn, 1. Lost, 4. Win percentage 82.1%. Graham Henry, 2004 to present. Tests 42. 1, 37. Drawn, none. Lost, 5. Win percentage 88.1%. Section 7. Home grounds. Unlike many other major rugby nations, New Zealand does not have an official stadium for its national team. Instead, the All Blacks play their test matches at a variety of venues throughout New Zealand. In 2005 and 2006, the All Blacks played matches at Eden Park, Auckland, North Harbour Stadium, Albany, Westpac Stadium, Wellington, Jade Stadium, Christchurch, formerly called Lancaster Park, Waikato Stadium, Hamilton, and Carisbrook, Dunedin. Prior to the construction of Westpac Stadium in 1999, Wellington's test venue was Athletic Park. Athletic Park was the venue for the first All Blacks test match in New Zealand against Great Britain in 1904. The first home test match played outside the main centres of Auckland, Christchurch, Dunedin or Wellington was in 1996 at McLean Park in Napier. The 1987 Rugby World Cup final was played at Eden Park. Eden Park and Jade Stadium are being upgraded in preparation for the 2011 Rugby World Cup. In 2006, the New Zealand government proposed the construction of a waterfront national stadium in Auckland as an alternative to Eden Park's upgrade. This proposal was rejected by the Auckland Regional Council. The NZRU no longer considers Carisbrook as a suitable test venue. A covered sports stadium has been proposed as a replacement. Section 8. See also. Wikipedia also has articles entitled All Blacks vs Springboks and All Blacks at the Rugby World Cup. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.